Hey, you silly little Apple people. Welcome back to All Things Apple, the podcast where I talk about Apple and sometimes bring my nerdy friends on here. I'm Steven, and I hope you have been doing absolutely amazing, because I know I have, and I've gone on a bit of a shopping spree, so I'm going to talk about that and what I think of this weird-ass echo that literally follows you. Let's get into it. So, as I said, I definitely have not been super consistent with my spending habits in terms of tech. I kind of go on these little moments of, I don't know, nothing's exciting. I just don't feel like buying anything. And then I end up buying everything, which is definitely a problem. But yeah, so I got the Echo Show 10, the new one that swivels around. And I mean, I know this isn't 100% a new thing, but as an Apple user, I don't usually nerd out over Amazon devices just because they're not like anything impressive. But I think that the most impressive thing is how creepy it is and how freaking like affordable it is to get some weird technology like this now. So obviously this has been out for a little while, but they recently updated it with one that has a little light ring that faces the bottom, and that makes it so that it kind of blends in with those newer Echoes and Echo Dots that have the light ring around the bottom now. I like it. I do, because it's different. And for those of you who don't like know a whole lot about it, it's basically, to describe what it looks like a HomePod that's been smashed down, so it's like not as tall, and it has a screen attached to it, and it swivels, but it doesn't just swivel, it swivels on its own, which is kind of creepy, not gonna lie, because this thing will be like just doing a thing, sitting on my nightstand where I have it right now, and then all of a sudden you say her name, you know, that Amazon voice assistant, and the screen just turns immediately to where it heard you talking. And then it also has a camera, so it's listening for what direction your voice is coming from. And on top of that, it sees you. So I don't know how I feel about that right now. At night, I definitely do cover the camera. There's a little camera cover for security, so that makes me feel a little bit better. But it is cool to be able to have something like this that can act as an alarm clock, a speaker, but it's a huge screen. It's 10 inches, so it makes it a lot more usable for me because I'm visually impaired. So I find it kind of cool, honestly. And it does have Zoom built in, so I can zoom in and see the screen. I think they call it like screen magnification, something like that. But it's pretty cool, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I don't think I've ever liked an Amazon Echo as much as I like this one, just because there are so many design flaws when it comes to using it as a speaker to play music that they fixed by adding a display to the Echo with the Echo Show. I'm sure it would be similar on any Echo Show, but this one in particular is just awesome. Because like I said, the display is huge. And I've just been really enjoying that, honestly. And I know it's been so long since I made an episode of the podcast, but that's pretty much because life has been crazy. And I'm not going to try to hide that. I definitely have not posted on any social media for a long time. I only recently posted something on TikTok. So if you listen to the podcast from there, that's definitely something that you're going to notice, and you probably already know I haven't been fully able to post because life has just been crazy. I've been moving, and that's a whole thing to figure out and deal with. So yeah, that's where we are. Moving, getting, you know, going through my stuff, deciding what needs to stay, what needs to go. It's a lot, and I'm one person, but I have so much shit. I have a lot of technology, and I don't think I realized that till I had to start moving it all, which is just so fun. It's a good time. It's an interesting time, at least. And yeah, we just been vibing like the past 4 months now, 3-4 months. I've been working for Best Buy, which I absolutely love. They didn't pay for this. I'm just telling you guys as like a little life update, because if you're curious, you might want to know. I've been working for them in sales, which is honestly really fun. I love it. I've been having so much fun with it. And it feels like a really, really good job for me right now. It's a perfect place for me at this point in my life. So yeah, I've been enjoying that, and also working really long hours just because I kind of have to save and have money to live, because capitalism sucks. So yeah, I'm just kind of living my life. Work has been a big part of my life, but yeah, I've had a lot going on between moving and just trying to make enough to move, because moving's expensive. Oh, I've been tired. I feel like I could nap for so long. I could nap for months. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I really could. Anyway, next topic, because otherwise I'm going to sit here and just fall asleep while I speak into the microphone. And I don't think that's a good idea. That wouldn't work well. Thank you so much to Circle for sponsoring this episode of All Things Apple. Circle is a brand that makes the best water bottle on planet Earth, in my opinion. It is a water bottle that flavors your water, and it does not have any artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives, because Circle is just trying to make you love water again. They're not trying to do anything else. They flavor your water. And you can actually get $5 off your first auto ship order if you use the link in these show notes. And honestly, just give it a shot, because I think being open-minded to new things is awesome. And that's basically how I ended up trying Circle. And now I am slightly addicted. They have so many flavors. I mean, when I got mine, they only had 42. Now they have well over 50. And they're always adding and trying new flavors and swapping out certain flavors. So definitely give it a shot. They have these little flavor cartridges they call sips, which I love. And you can switch out your sips whenever you want. And it usually lasts between 3 and 5 bottle fills. And they are literally the best, because you can customize how much flavor you want in your bottle by turning a little dial. So it's totally up to you. And I freaking love it. So definitely consider using that link. Thank you so much to Circle. Next order of business is that Beats, or Apple, depending on how you look at it, they decided to come out with new over-ear headphones, and I'm quite frankly confused, because I have the Beats Studio 3, and the new ones are called the, I believe, Beats Studio, or something similar to that. Honestly, I do not remember the name. I don't know why I do a tech podcast, but I don't remember the name. But they're new Beats over-ear headphones, and I'm confused if they actually are replacing the old ones or what, but I've heard a lot of good things about them. I do plan on buying them soon, probably after the move, just because things are crazy. I don't need to add to all the tech that I have to move and all the shit that like I have to sort through and pack. So as of like when I'm recording this, it's the 8th of August, so I move in a few days. But yeah, I will be trying them out, just because I want to see how they compare to my Beats Studio 3, because I love these headphones. I don't know if I made a podcast episode dedicated to this, but I tried AirPods Max and I fucking loved them. Those headphones slap so hard. They slap like when I slap my own ass, because I'm a single bitch. Anyway, you didn't need to hear that. That was random. I don't even know why that came out of my mouth. Words just come out of my mouth. Anyway, So, I love them. I think Beats Studio 3 are great. I think AirPods Max are great. They're very different price-wise. I got a good discount on these, and normally they're like $300. But that's still like half the price of AirPods Max. I mean, when you factor in tax, it's almost half the price. So I can't really recommend AirPods Max to anyone. My stance has not changed, which I find really, really funny. From the beginning, when AirPods Max came out, I didn't buy them. I didn't plan on buying them. And I said, AirPods Max, they're not good. They're not good headphones. And that hasn't changed after trying them out. I think they're... No, let me rephrase that. They're good headphones. They are just too expensive for what they are. And a lot of people are going to be like, you know, you could say that about any Apple product. Yes, you can. But as an Apple person who usually can justify a higher price on something, I can't justify that with AirPods Max. It does not make sense. Also, my voice is dying, so I'm going to take a second to drink some water. Whew. My God, I just, like, made myself laugh as I walked back from the kitchen with this water. I feel like anyone who listens to this for the first time is going to think, what the fuck? Has he ever made a podcast? Because this podcast is probably the most unstable thing, but it's also, like, real. That's, I think, an important thing with internet stuff in general. Let's be real. Let's be fucking honest. Life is shit. You know what I mean? I have not been in a good space to be able to record. Really haven't. But yeah, podcasting, fun. What was I talking about? AirPods Max. So, the headphones are good, but you can't, at least I can't, justify the price. And the Beats Studio 3, they don't sound as amazing as AirPods Max. AirPods Max, they have like a good balance. There's bass, there's clarity, the like high tones when you're listening, they sound so high that they are just, they're accurate. Like, it just... It's the kind of headphones where you have to almost adapt to listening with them for your ears to adjust, because at first it sounds too clear. Like, you're hearing things and you're like, what? What is this? I felt like I was hearing music again, like that I had listened to for the longest time for the first time, because there were sounds in the music that I had loved and listened to for years, but I didn't hear those sounds with any other headphones or speakers. Or maybe once I had heard it in the headphones, then I could pick it out when using my Bose speaker or something. Like, I've had some overlap, but still, that premium audio was amazing. But the price, like I said, it just didn't justify it. Like, that's a lot of money to be able to listen to music really well when that's like half of a rent payment. So, no. The Beats Studio 3, while they don't sound as good, they still sound pretty freaking good for headphones, and they work well with the Apple ecosystem because they're Beats. So, there are trade-offs because, yes, they are not nearly as fancy of an experience, but you're still getting an Apple experience, and they're also way lighter. Like, I couldn't stand that about the AirPods Max. They were heavy headphones, and it didn't hurt to wear them. They were comfortable. Like, let me be honest, they were probably some of the most comfortable headphones I have ever put on my big head. Like, I have a big fucking head, a big noggin. Those shits fit on my head so beautifully. I just wanted to wear them all the time. I literally fell asleep wearing them. Now, the Beats Studio 3... Are they nice? Yes. Do they fit on my big noggin? Yes, they do. But are they as comfortable? Definitely not. They're not. They fit like nice headphones. AirPods Max, they fit like headphones that I didn't know existed. They fit so well. Like, dare I say, magically. Like Apple always fucking says. They're like, it's magic. No, that felt like magic. Like, I'm serious when I say those headphones, they... I did fall asleep wearing them. They didn't make my head, for whatever reason, way too hot like some headphones. I feel like they make my ears too warm. They make me too warm, so I take them off. They were great. Now, the Beats Studio 3, do they give me some pain if I have my glasses on? Yes. Are they more comfortable than a lot of headphones that I've had? Yes, they are. That's why I'm able to sort of take the trade-offs and enjoy these, because I'm not looking at them thinking, damn, I could have paid a bill or two instead of getting them. I think technology-wise, they definitely aren't as advanced as AirPods Max, but Apple does definitely have more dramatic advertising for their own products versus Beats. They sound good. Like, they support lossless audio through a wire. They sound really, really nice. I'm pretty sure they work with Dolby Atmos, but I don't really care about Dolby Atmos because I think it sounds like shit. Dolby Atmos usually, in my experience, has made voices sound more drawn out, and then the instrumentals, like, overpower it. So I don't use that. I have it off on all of my devices. But at the end of the day, whichever headphones someone wants, those are the best ones for them. If you really, really want AirPods Max and that makes you oversee all of the things that are wrong with them, like having lightning, like the overall build being so heavy and the case, like if you can overlook all that, then by any means, go for them. Like if you have the money and you really want them, do it. Because I did. I did that because I had the money and I really wanted them. And I tried them and was like, you know what? Within a week, I just could not. I could not keep them. And luckily, the people at the Apple store, they were really nice. I was like, yeah, I mean, they're great headphones. And I was so excited to try them. I still am glad I tried them. But God, they are not worth the money. And then they kind of laughed at me and they said the same thing though. So I felt a little less like some boomer walking into Apple like, wow, why is shit so expensive? But yeah, it just, Apple really knows how to make something that is so expensive that it's controversial. And, yeah, I mean, even years after AirPods Max came out, I still cannot seem to wrap my mind around them, because I'm sure there are people who like them. I'm just not one of them because of the price, and it bothers me so much because honestly, the case was not a big deal to me. I did not fucking care. Apple accessories are always weird. They're always different. The case didn't faze me. The mesh band for the part that goes over your head, that didn't faze me. I didn't care. I was like, this is comfortable. However the fuck they're gonna make it so that it is literally so comfortable that I forget I'm wearing it, sure, boom, do it, Apple. Like, I didn't care about that. Some people are like a little bothered by that. They think that it's gonna fall apart. I feel like if you take care of your headphones, they're not going to. They'll be fine. They will last long. I personally didn't get bothered by very much of those headphones. If anything, the charge port being lightning was actually nice to me in comparison to these headphones, the Beats Studio 3, because they have micro USB. And I didn't actually know that. My dumbass the other day, I think because I hadn't used these for any like extended time since I had gotten them, but I do really like them. Like I said, that doesn't mean I don't like these headphones. They just last very long. Like, the battery life is phenomenal. I stuck my, like, USB-C charger in these headphones, and it, like, wasn't fitting in. And I'm like, what in the world? And I kept trying to, like, use this charger, and I looked at it for a second and then realized That is not USB-C. And I tried Lightning, and I'm like, fuck, I think that's micro, like, micro USB. I have not at all used micro USB in years, just because who uses that? Like, now everything is USB-C or Lightning, and then wireless charging. So, needless to say, it's annoying. Do I know where a micro USB cable is in my house right now to be able to charge these headphones? Nope, I don't. So that's kind of annoying, just because it's the only thing I have that uses micro USB. Actually, wait, that's a lie. I think the Bose Revolve SoundLink, that uses micro USB. But, yeah, I don't charge that very often because I don't use it very often. That's just the annoying thing about these. But other than that, I feel like Beats Studio 3 are awesome. So going back to the new Beats, I'm curious to see how they compare in terms of, like, build quality and noise cancellation. And I don't know if these new Beats headphones have a transparency mode, but that is one thing that I do wish the Beats Studio 3 had. Because going from AirPods Max, which have amazing transparency mode, to these, kind of sucks, I'm not going to lie. That was one thing I noticed right away. But it wasn't enough for me to be like, returning these headphones. Nope. Not at all. These headphones are good. But transparency would be nice. It's one of those things where I feel like if they did add it too soon, it would probably be trash. So I'm not going to complain. But yeah, so AirPods Max, their transparency is phenomenal. I don't expect the transparency on the new Beats headphones to be any better or similar to AirPods Max at all, but any transparency mode would be nice. So I'm going to try them out. Like I said, probably the next episode that I end up recording, I'll be able to tell you about them, and everything will be peachy. Who knows? Maybe those will be my new headphones. Maybe I'll sell these and keep the new ones. If they have USB-C, I can almost assure you that I'm going to do that, just because I can use USB-C with so many things. Like, I could charge these headphones, my iPad, my MacBook. It's just so pathetic to me that any product wouldn't at least get refreshed with USB-C in 2023. So, yeah, that's how I feel about that. Anyway, let's take a deep breath and not get so fucking pissed off about USB-C. Thank you so much to Bella Rose for sponsoring this episode of All Things Apple. Bella Rose is a small skincare brand that makes products I absolutely love because they're good for your skin and they will make you feel better about your skin. They have everything from moisturizers to shampoo, conditioner, toners, all kinds of things that are literally made to bring that glow back to your beautiful face and hair so that you can live this life with confidence and know that you're doing something that's good for your body, because all their products are made with all natural ingredients, including essential oils, and they don't have any harmful chemicals like parabens in their products that could cause damage perhaps down the road after you've used a certain product for years and years. I know that a lot of times we don't think about what is in our shampoo, conditioner, and skincare products, but it is really important because it's your body, so why not take care of it? Use the link in these show notes and you could get some exclusive deals, like 10% off your first order. Again, that's 10% off your first order with the link in these show notes to Bella Rose. Thank you so much. Oh, while I'm talking about headphones, I also want to mention that I think I'm going to try Anker Soundcore, because I never even heard of them. I'm not joking. I love Anker's chargers. I use their wireless chargers all the time. I've tried their charging cases. I think Anker is a good company. I love their stuff. but I've never tried their headphone brand, and I didn't even know they had one till the other day. One of my coworkers and I, we were talking, and he basically mentioned, because I told him that I lost my AirPods Pro case, which is true. It's kind of embarrassing. I fucking hate that. Like, the case, I'm pretty sure, was over $100 to get a new one when I checked with Apple, so I'm not gonna do that. I might just get a new pair of earbuds that have noise cancellation, and Anchor Soundcore has some really, really, really interesting options, just because they are so much less expensive than AirPods. I would love to compare them. Now, I know no headphones will give me the AirPods experience, but I find it really, really fascinating that in their app, apparently they have different options to choose, like what setting you're in, so that the noise cancellation works best for that setting. I was kind of sitting there, not gonna lie, like as my coworker was telling me about them, I was standing there looking at him like, why do you have to select a setting? Why can't it just block out the noise, like, really well all the time? But I do think it's an interesting approach. So I will give it a shot, especially because I need new earbuds to replace those AirPods Pro, because I have third-gen AirPods, and they're all right. They're all right. I think I'm spoiled, because I've used AirPods Pro since, like, the beginning of AirPods Pro. But, yeah, I mean, the AirPods third-gen aren't bad. It's kind of like AirPods Max. They're good. They're just not, depends on what sale you can get, but I don't think it's worth paying full retail value, because that's kind of a lot. And one thing that has thoroughly, thoroughly pissed me off about AirPods third generation, at least recently, now I haven't treated these headphones any worse than my other AirPods or my over-ear headphones, but for whatever reason, this AirPods case, I don't know if I have a defective case or if the third generation AirPods are just not built as well as the Pros, but like the hinge must be loose or something, because the lid moves forward and back, like slides forward and back a little bit, just enough to make this awful creaking sound if I accidentally bump it. And I hate it so much. It makes me want to throw these things. Now, I know that's not going to fix anything and blah, 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 blah. But it's not good. It's really not good. So, of course, my dumbass didn't get Apple Care for them. So we're just going to deal with that. I know it's not the biggest deal. At least I have a pair of AirPods to use. But it does piss me off a little bit. Just because, you know, you pay like well over $150 for AirPods, and then you end up having this little thing that's just stupid, you know what I mean? It's like, it shouldn't have happened, it shouldn't have this problem, because it's so fucking expensive. I'm not shitting on AirPods, but come on. I don't know, it does definitely make me a little bit annoyed with AirPods right now, between losing the case and then realizing how expensive it is to replace, and then this case for the third gen AirPods being faulty, possibly, or at least just not well built. I don't know. It's just they're rubbing me the wrong way. You know, I like my Beats headphones, and who knows, maybe I'll get Beats earbuds if I don't like Anchor headphones. So I don't know, guys, stay tuned. The headphone dilemma is so real. Oh, there is one other thing that I did want to talk about, and that's smart light bulbs. So I'm having this kind of dilemma with moving. I had originally, when I bought any smart light that I have in my whole house, pretty much all of them were different brands. They were different types of smart lights, whether it was a light bulb or some sort of plug to make a light smart, or a Switch. So I kind of want to just go full on smart bulbs with everything instead of doing switches, doing plugs, doing different types of smart accessories. Because I feel like the light bulb is probably the simplest way to go. I don't want to have to remove any switch or put plugs on top of regular outlets. So I am just, I'm thinking about all the options I have, right? We got different, like, cheaper smart light bulbs from Amazon, and I really don't like those. I have some. No. I want to go with just one type of smart light bulb to make things easier, because in the move, I figured if I want to start fresh with a new type of smart bulb, now's the time. I can just get rid of all of them and, you know, all of them that aren't the brand that I do want to go with. Because like I said, I have a bunch. I have Nanoleaf light bulbs, which have to be my favorite, honestly, because it's kind of like a Philips Hue alternative that doesn't make me sit there and question why I'm spending so much on light bulbs. So I'm just not sure yet. I will keep y'all updated about that because I love a good smart light. Changing colors on your lights is freaking cool, and turning off lights from bed without having to get up is awesome. So, yeah, I mean, I'm thinking that I'm going to go with Nanoleaf just because Philips Hue is too expensive and I want HomeKit and Amazon Alexa to be able to work with all of my lights instead of dealing with this incompatibility. Because in the room that I'm in right now, I have lights that work with Amazon Alexa, but not Siri. So then I'm sitting here literally like across from my desk. I have a HomePod and an Echo next to each other because one of them is literally just to control lights. It's a third gen Echo Dot. And I feel wasteful having like one Echo just sitting there for literally one purpose, just controlling lights. So I would rather be able to I feel like I'm stumbling on my words. I would like to be able to spread out all of my smart speakers so I don't have to do this weird thing where I have two next to each other, one just for light controls. It seems wasteful and I don't like it. So if you guys have any suggestions, feel free to let me know either on Twitter or X. I guess that's the fucking name now. Oh, God. Don't even get me started. I'm not going to talk about it. I promised myself I wouldn't talk about it. I'm not talking about the whole Twitter Elon thing. I just think it's all dumb. That is it. That is all I'm going to say. Because if I don't control myself, I will get fired up. I definitely will. So, it's stupid. Anyway, on that note, I am going to sign off, guys. I hope you have a great day. I hope everything is awesome in your life. And if it's not, then make it freaking awesome because you are awesome. Okay, bye-bye. I'm going to go drink more water because my voice feels like it is just going to fall off the face of the earth.